singing in my spirit there some weeks ago, In the Beloved. In the Beloved. And I thought, Lord, I want to think about that. What is in the Beloved? Anyone tell me who the Beloved is? Jesus, and we are in the Beloved. We're in the Beloved. So we're going to explore this a little bit here today. Young people, Jesus is the Beloved, and he loves you, and he wants you to live in him. That means very close to him, in the Beloved. Amen. So we're looking at Ephesians 1 verse 6, which is our main scripture. To the praise of the glory of his grace, that's the Father, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. Who's done the work? Father has done the work. To the praise of the glory of his grace, he, Heavenly Father, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. Now, when you look through the early verses here in Ephesians, and on further indeed, you'll see the Heavenly Father has done all the work. Amen. He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He chose us in Christ. He predestined us as sons and adopted us as his sons by Christ Jesus. He made us accepted in the Beloved. He made the riches of his grace abound to us. He raised us all up together and made us all sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. We find he's done everything. That's a great place to start, isn't it, this morning? He's done everything. No person can do any of this work for themselves. You cannot bless yourself with every spiritual blessing in Christ. You cannot cause yourself to be chosen in Christ. You cannot predestinate yourself to be adopted as a son. You can't make yourself accepted in the Beloved. You can't make the riches of his grace abound to you. He has done all the work. And that's what we're going to celebrate here this morning. Praise God. It's the great freedom of the gospel. That's what we're going to see. The freedom is Father having done everything through his Son Jesus by the Spirit. And so we praise his name. Now, religious people who don't know the truth are forever trying to be blessed. Religious people who don't know the truth, it's all the false faiths. It all involves them trying to get God to bless them. But it's also untaught Christians who are trying to get God. They're trying to get things from God. And the truth is the Father has already given everything. Amen. They work for the blessings. People work in a variety of different ways for the blessing, to try and get blessings from God. They go to a conference to try and get blessed at the conference. There was a conference on some time back, and a friend came up and he said, "Have you been to the conference to get it?" I still haven't figured out what the it is. But he was going to get it at the conference. You see, this is totally misinformed. This is not being in the Word of God. That everything is already given to us by the Spirit in Christ. And so people will try by prayer and fastings to get things from God. People will try by putting more effort into getting things from God. You see, I was thinking here, the true born-again believer is not looking for a revival. No, you're not looking for a revival. You've been brought from death to life forever in Christ. Hallelujah. If we go to any conference, if we go to any gathering of the saints, we're going full of every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, and we're now on a life of giving. We have plenty for ourselves, and we overflow to those around us. Amen. Can you see it's very different? Now, when you get Christians all coming together and they're all ready to overflow, boy, you have a conference. You have a get-together. But they're not coming, poor old us, to try and get a top-up. But they've been given everything in Christ. It's permanently given. You're permanently from death into life in Christ. Permanently. Glory to God. And so we find, you see, that that our life now, it's a celebration of thanksgiving before the Father. We're just celebrating all the time about all that He's given to us, all that He's done for us. And it's so wonderful. It's a true life in Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's wonderful. You cannot work for any spiritual blessing. You cannot work for it, any spiritual blessing. You cannot work for any fruit of the Spirit. You can't work for kindness. You can't work for more patience. You can't work for them. They're spiritual gifts, and they're in Christ. They're all in Him. Here's a wonderful scripture. Take a note of this, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 11. One and the same Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So, the gifts are never ours. The ministry is not ours. I haven't got a ministry. I have Christ in me who is the minister. You have Christ in you who is the minister. And He ministers out through you as He wills. Everything is under His control. And so I was thinking, you see, of people who set themselves up as a prophet. They say, I'm a prophet. And now they've put themselves under immense bondage by putting that title on themselves for a start. Because now the people are going to be looking to them for the next prophecy. Whereas prophecy does not come by the order of man. True prophecy comes by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ in, who He speaks when He's ready to speak, what He wants to speak, or whether He wants to speak at all or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see, as soon as you come to this, it's total freedom. Because you see, you're going about your daily life, and then you find that the Holy Spirit in you and the Christ in you starts to minister kindness to somebody. Christ in you points out somebody that's in your vision for you to allow Him to minister through you to that person. That's how all the gifts work. The fruit is all the fruit of the Spirit. It's all of the Spirit. And so it frees us out greatly, and we put ourselves under no pressure. Jesus is the prophet. Jesus is the apostle. Jesus is the pastor. Jesus is the teacher. Jesus is the everything. And He's in us, and He will operate through us the part of His ministry that He wants to operate through you at any given time. Total peace. Total confidence. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You can't become a son of God by anything you do. You can only become a son, a child of God, by Christ Jesus. The scripture tells us early on in John 1 and verse 13, born from above, not of the will of man. You can't come and say, I'm going to will myself into salvation. No, no, you come to Christ. He says, come to me. And He won't turn you away. Anyone comes with a true heart to Him. And then He causes you to be born again. The Father causes you to be born again. You can't make yourself accepted in the Beloved. What you discover as you go through the Scriptures is you can't do anything. Jesus says, without me you can do nothing. Praise God. And so we're making room for Jesus to do what he wants to do through us. And this is the true Christian life. He made us accepted in the Beloved. So as the Father has done everything for us in Christ, the question now for us is, well, what are we to do? Might that be a good question to ask? Amen? And so Jesus came and he put it very, very clearly and simply for us in Mark 1 and verse 15. He said, the time is fulfilled. And he says, the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, everything's at hand. Everything's going to be done. Everything's going to be achieved. Everything's going to be done for us. He says, the kingdom of God is at hand. Here's our instructions. Repent and believe the good news. Now we've come to what we've to do by the grace of God. To repent and to believe the good news. Amen. Now, let's have a look at these two words. Repent means think differently. That's what repent means. Repent is not some awful dark thing. Repent. No. Repent is think differently. Jesus said, you've been thinking one way now, so I want you to think totally differently. He says, I want you to think kingdom of God. The kingdom of God's at hand. I want you to get thinking differently. And so that's what repent is. And believe is a wonderful word. If I can find where I've got it here, I will in a moment. Praise God. Believe is, this is lovely, a fixed position of trust. There's a wonderful, this is what Strong's tells us, the word believe is. It's a fixed position of trust. I'm not trusting the Lord some of the time and then I drift out of it and then it's all back in again. No. Belief, fixed position of trust. Father, I'm not moving from what you say. I'm not moving from what your word declares. A fixed position of trust. So I'm changing my thinking. And I'm living by a fixed position of trust. Young people, Jesus wants you to believe him, to believe what he says. And you parents, as you share some of the word of God with your children, you're helping them to believe. It's wonderful. Praise God to believe. Amen. So the message is you living in Christ in a fixed position of trust in him. He has given you a new mind, and so he's now going to show you what all that mind is. As you continue with him, you're letting him show you what all his kingdom way of thinking is. And we get that through reading the word, don't we? And so it's wonderful. So I'm now thinking I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I'm now thinking I'm chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. I'm now thinking I'm predestined and adopted as his son. I'm now thinking I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm now thinking he made the riches of his grace abound to me. I'm now thinking he raised us all up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. Changed of thinking. Changed thinking. I'm fixed to that. I'm fixed to it. I'm not shaken round here, there, and everywhere with every wind of doctrine, every new book, every new conference that comes. If it's going to promote Christ, I'll be there. If it's often some fad, forget it. So let's look at our key scripture, Ephesians 1 and verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. We'll have a little look at this together. Can you see the first part of it? To the praise of the glory of his grace. All the praise goes to him because everything has come by grace to us. You and I can lay claim to nothing. We can lay claim to nothing. I can't hold my head up and say I'm a wonderful anything. I can hold my head up and say he's the most wonderful. Any useful thing that's seen in me, it's by the grace of God. Any unhelpful thing seen in me has come from me. but he wants me to live in all who he is. Praise God. So I can't take the praise for anything. I refuse to take the praise for anything. And I insist on giving him all the praise for everything. Glory to God. By which he made us accepted in the beloved. Now notice here, we're not in and out of acceptance. No, 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 we're not in and out of acceptance with God. He made us accepted. You've got nothing to do with it. No, no, you've got absolutely nothing to do with it, with acceptance before God. He made you accepted in the beloved. Praise God. Not everything I do is acceptable. But the point is that I'm accepted. You're accepted fully. And we're learning and discovering what is acceptable and what pleases the Father. And so we switch to things that please him. But we constantly fully accepted in the beloved. Father has made this a fixed position so that we can live in confidence. Praise God. You and I cannot make ourselves accepted before God. You don't have to try to make yourself accepted before God. I really ought to, you know, give him at least 10 minutes Bible reading. No, no, it's not going to make you accepted. Your acceptance is on the basis of what Father has freely done for you. Now, because of the freedom and the generosity, that provokes you to want to read the Word. And to discover more about the one who has done everything for you. And to discover all that he has done for you. But it's not earning you any brownie points. It's wonderful. It's his total freedom, this is. Glory to God. Our acceptance before God has come totally outside ourselves. It's come from totally outside ourselves. And it has come from the Father and his work, the work of his Spirit in us. He, God the Father, made me accepted in the beloved. I'm in the beloved Christ Jesus. I'm fully accepted and loved by the Father. Praise God. See, young people, God wants you to see that you're in his family. You're in God's family, totally safe. He's going to look after you. Safe in his family is wonderful. Only if the Father stopped loving and accepting Jesus would he stop loving and accepting you. You're in him, you see. Praise God. I mean, is he likely to stop accepting and loving Jesus? Praise God. Well, he's not going to do it with you because you're in him. You've been placed in, you're a co-heir with Christ. You're placed into all the benefits that Christ is in. Hallelujah. Now, accepted does not mean to put up with. Well, we'll, you know, Father, we'll try and, you know, put up, and we'll force ourselves to accept. That's not what it means. Do you know what the word means? The word accepted here is grace. It's the word grace. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he graced us into the beloved. It's a grace word. It means specially honored and highly favored. If you're in Christ, you're specially honored and you're highly favored and you're placed into Jesus the Christ forever. Amen. He made me specially honored and highly favored in the beloved, in his beautiful Son. Now, the word beloved is agape. I've been placed into the center. One meaning of this is a love feast. I've been graced into the center of a love feast, is what this scripture is saying. The love feast, you see, Jesus is feasting on the Father's love, has been from all eternity, and continues to feast on all the love of the Father, and we're in him, and so we are in the feast. We are in the feast. I mean, see, when you get some of this inside you, troubles, I mean, they will seem like nothing at all. Well, no, because you're feasting elsewhere. You're not looking at the trouble. You're not looking at how long the thing has been stuck around and not changed. You're not looking at any of that. You're in the feast of his love for you. You see, we're living by heaven. We're not living by this earth and all its passing ins and outs. We're living by the grace of God. We're living in Christ. So this word agape is a love that's totally set to give you everything that's good for your life. We see agape in action when Father gave Jesus as a living sacrifice for us and says to us, having given Jesus, will he not also along with him freely give us all good things? Hallelujah. This is the beloved that you're in. You're in the one who's feasting eternally on the love of the Father, and you're included in this love feast, and you're right into the center of the one who would not hold back from doing anything that would be for your good and your blessing. He made me accepted in the beloved. He honored and highly favored me in Christ, a love feast of everything good for my life. I repent. I change my thinking. I say, I'm going to line my thinking all up with this, Father. I'm going to grow, my thought life's going to grow all along this line in Christ. So I see myself as Father sees me. I see myself in everything that Father declares me to be in and everything that he's done for me. Amen. Now, we see Jesus. There's a wonderful picture of Jesus in this love feast. Anyone ever read the account of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mount? Remember that? We've read that account. Well, they saw beyond the physical Jesus. That's what they saw there. And so we see Jesus in Mark chapter 9. We see him receiving the love of the Father. And it said, the first thing it says is that he was transfigured. He was totally changed before their eyes. They were seeing him spiritually. They'd seen him physically. Now the Father was allowing them to see deeper into what they were looking at. So they saw Jesus receiving the love of the Father. He was transfigured, changed before them. In Mark 9 and 3, it says, his clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow. He says, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Can you see that they were seeing? This is a purity. This is a holiness. This is a beauty. This is a love that's beyond anything that's on this earth. And that's whom we have been placed into. Glorious, pure light before the Father. All the light of Christ has all been put into your account and my account if you're born again. Glory to God. We're now this picture of Jesus, it's allowing us to see what is taking place in us by the Spirit under the love of the Father. Jesus was lit up like the sun. If we could actually see our true selves right now, natural eyes wouldn't be able to take it in. The glory of God, the glory of God. We live in the center of this glory. The pure nature of Christ, the purity of his beautiful light, it transforms us from the inside out. If you're living close to Christ, you can't live in darkness any longer. The dark stuff, it falls away from you. That's how it works. As you fellowship with him, I'm talking about, not fellowshipping with the world. Amen. And so, verse 7, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Praise God. We're seeing Jesus under the outpouring of the love of the Father upon him. And this is the same love that you and I are now included in. You see, it takes meditating on these things. It takes meditating on them. Just hearing this once won't do anything. No, but if you start to meditate and think, Jesus, I'm in that glory right now. I'm in the splendor of all that right now. Praise God. Every gloomy thing I'm in is just gone. It's just gone when you're living in this quality of life from Jesus. Praise God. So in the account, we're seeing Jesus, the beloved, bathed in the love of the Father. Now, Peter, who was there, was Peter there? He was there. And so he wrote in 2 Peter 1:17, Jesus received from God the Father honor and glory from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Well pleased. Now, can you see that when we're in Christ, he's well pleased with Christ. All his pleasure is on Christ. And so anyone who comes to live in Christ, all the pleasure of the Father is also on you and on me. All the pleasure of the Father. It says in the early verses of Ephesians, it pleased the Father to have chosen us in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. So we're in the beloved. We're honored and we're glorified along with Jesus. I mean, Jesus said, John 17, he said, Father, the same glory that you gave me, I've given them. This is it. You're living in the glory, in the glorious one. The love continue, the honor, the glory, and the love continually poured onto us in Christ from the Father. Jesus, I repent, Father. I changed my thinking. I start to get it right in line with what you're saying, what you're showing us concerning the privilege, the honor, and the glory of living in your Son, in the Beloved. Father has made me accepted in his beloved Son. I choose to see myself as God sees me, in the honor, the glory, in every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. I choose to see myself the way Father sees me. I repent and believe. I set myself to a fixed position of trust that I will not move from. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We did some teaching some time back. We named it, I Won't Budge. I'm not budging. No. This is my inheritance. I'm not prepared to hand an inheritance away. Father's given me this inheritance to live in the glory of Christ, and it's mine forever. Glory to God, it's yours forever. It's for the believer. It's for the one who will trust and remain in a fixed position. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is it wonderful? I mean, is it out of this world? Out of this world. I mean, somebody very wrongly used the phrase, he's so heavenly, he's of no earthly use. No, it's only if you're heavenly that you'll be of any earthly use. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you what you've done for us, Father. Would you take this CD and would you go over it and would you let the power of it begin to, you see, it's revelation. It's revelation. It's not, oh, you heard that. You heard that. Yeah, I've heard that a few times. Matter of fact, he's always on at that. No, that won't do it. It's got to be revelation. It's as you spend time with the Father, it becomes so real to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you won't be budged from it. A passing flirtation with the Word and a passing flirtation with Jesus will do absolutely nothing. In fact, it will make you more miserable than if you'd never began. A little bit of religion is enough to make you miserable. The full truth releases you into the glory of God. Amen. We're going to break bread together now, and we're going to enjoy what God has done for us. And we're going to